Now on the mic, Dan Kimba. First time at the Flag Slam.
This poem is to all those who felt the way I did, and to Granny. As I look back on the picturesque nature of the life I have led, there is one event which holds true to have the single greatest impact on my character to this day. It began when a boy at the tender age of 6 first stepped in the room where Granny laid sleeping. The room had a faint odor of that mysterious scent that only grandmother had. I know it now to be a mix of cosmetics and age clothes. She was wearing a white blouse with small pink flowers and a blue trim. Her skin looked pale and soft. I touched her worn, wrinkled hand. It was so cold, so I placed a blanket over her. It was then I saw what would force me into the metaphorical circle and turn me into a man. There they sat on the bedside table, glaring at me. My awareness of the rest of the world faded. All that remained now was my grandmother, the dentures, and me. I glared at my grandmother. My 6-year-old heart was swimming with feelings of deceit. For the first time, how could this woman who appeared so warm and loving lie to me day after day? Brush your teeth, she would say. Every night with a smile full of pull. Regroup, zen mode, all right. All right. Brush your teeth, you would say, every night with a smile full of pearly white false sense of senses of security. I have so much problem with them. I decided the time to act was now. The wrong that had been done to me had to be righted. I slowly stepped out of her room and into the garage where I found some pliers, and I proceeded tooth by tooth to strip myself of this burden that had been I had been tricked into cleaning every day. And after my task was completed, I ran back into Granny's room and placed her teeth where mine had been and sat in the living room with a big fat grin.
Dan Kimball.